Welcome back. Hour three, third hour. Tell the band to go home. Thanks for being here. My name is Jeff. Check out telltheband2gohome.com for the playlist and info and all kinds of other stuff up there. Years and years of past episodes. Good stuff. Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of one of the greatest records to ever come out of this city, or well, any city, to be quite honest with you. It was released on August 26th, 2003. I gotta be honest, when I first heard a pre-released sneaked out copy that Jared sent me, I was a little bit baffled. I wasn't a little bit baffled. I was totally baffled. And sometimes that can be a very good thing. I can honestly say pretty much with every record that this band ever released, I didn't get it at first. It took me some time. But every time, even in the beginning when I was like, what the hell is this? There's always something there that kind of catches my ear, catches my attention, makes me think, I got to hear that again. I got to figure out what's going on. I got to figure this thing out. And I listened to it over and over again. I learned something new every time. I gain a new appreciation. And that's been the case with this record for over 20 years. I was listening to it before it came out, and I'll be listening to it until I'm dead and in the ground. Let's celebrate 20 years of Reconstruction Site.
Well, I'm lost, I'm afraid. Rope tying down a leaky boat to the roof of a car on a road in the dark and it's snowing. If I'm more, then it means less. Last call for happiness. I'm your dress near the back of your knees and your slip is showing. I'm afloat in a summer parade up the street in the town that you were born in. With a girl at the top wearing tulle and a Miss Somewhere sash waving like the queen. But beauty's just another word. I'm never certain how to spell. Go tell the nurse to turn the TV back on and throw away my misery. It never meant that much to me. It never sent a get well card. Like a bad joke somebody's uncle told at a wedding reception in 1972, where a little boy under a table with cake in his hair stared at the grown-up feet as they danced and swayed. And his father laughed and talked on the long ride home. And his mother laughed and talked on the long ride home. And he thought about how everyone dies someday. And when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. Buy me a shiny new machine that runs on lies and gasoline. And all those batteries we stole from smoke. Disassembles my despair. Never took me anywhere. It never once bought me a drink. Why don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to, searched through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those bitter songs you sing. They're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather or how the weather used to be. And I'll cater with all the birds that I can kill. Let their tiny feathers fill. Self-defeating lies you've been repeating since the day you brought me home. I know you're strong.
One eye,
my show tune. Wait for your ride to say, oh, that's where you must have lost your way. Squeal. Hey, are you okay? The searchlight circle where we lost our way.
Thank you.
hadn't heard that one in a while. That's Delaney there with his version of One Great City. I like that, you know. I like a new spin on a tune that doesn't mess it up. Sometimes people put a new spin on something and just take it in a completely bonkers direction. I love that. I thought that's great. Russ got me thinking about, we've been watching a lot of Less Than Kind. Have you seen Less Than Kind? It's on Tubi TV. You can watch it for free. There's some annoying ads every once in a while, but it's not too bad. But I hadn't watched it in years, and just reminds me what an absolutely incredible show it was. How that show is completely forgotten and under the radar of most of pop culture. I can't understand it. Look it up, Less Than Kind. It's the best television show of all time, probably. And that's the theme song there, One Great City, the original, which comes from Reconstruction Site, which just turned 20 years old. 20 years. Holy crap. Man, we're getting old. We heard a few from that great record. We heard Benediction there, which features Sarah Harmer. Great stuff. And a couple of, I'm telling you, the greatest lyrical contributions of Mr. Samson Fellows. Plea from a Cat Named Virtute, which is just like the greatest self-analysis ever, I think. And Reconstruction Site. Reconstruction Site, I don't know. If you have to look up the lyrics, go ahead. But it's got, I always pull this out as an example of, well, the greatest songwriting of all time. But also the reason why I love Samson so much is he writes these stories that I can see and I can hear and I can smell and I can feel. And man, and it broke like a bad joke somebody's uncle told at a wedding reception in 1972, where a little boy under a table with cake in his hair stared at the grown-up feet as they danced and swayed. And his father laughed and talked on the long ride home, and his mother laughed and talked on the long ride home. And he thought about how everyone dies someday, and when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. I'm getting so excited I keep hitting the mic. Oh, love it. Love it. Oh. So John came over to my house a little while ago, and I was pretty, I think I managed it better than I thought I would. So I didn't have the chance to tell him how much that song means to me and how much I absolutely adore. Oh, everything that he's written, oh, just means so much to me. I hope he's not listening, but you should tell him how great he is. Anyways, here's another writer. This band was a, I don't know, they have a kinship, I suppose, in the way the songwriting is, the way the stories are constructed, the way the shows go, the way they have passionate fans. And I don't know if we'll ever get to see the Weaker Thans again. I hope so. And that was the case with this band for a while, too. I didn't know if it would ever happen again. They're back out there, and I'm going to see them next weekend in Minneapolis. Well, St. Paul, to be honest with you. Going to the Minnesota State Fair to see one of the great rock and roll bands in the world today. Perhaps the greatest rock and roll band in the world today, the Hold Steady. I'm so excited. It's going to be a massive night.
Good about their liquor run. The girls are kind of flirting with the setting sun. We all kind of fumble through the jitterbug. We were all powered up on some new upper drug. Everyone was funny and everyone was pretty, and everyone was coming towards the center of the city. The dance floor was crowded, the bathrooms were worse. We kissed in your car and we drank from your purse. I'm a mouth on a nose when the chaperone said that we were dancing too close. We had some last night. Every song was right. There's usually one or two. Some guys they get a little bit uptight. Some girls that got something to prove. We had some massive highs. We had some crushing lows. We had some lusty little crushes. We had those all ages hardcore matinee shows. And I was down on my knees when the chaperone said that it was time for me to leave. We had some last night. Every song was right. All I want was time. Yeah, your friends are pretty cool. And my friends are acting cool. There weren't any fights. It's usually one or two. Some guys can get a little bit of time. Some girls they got something to prove. We had some massive night. 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 And every song was right. All I want was time. Your friends are pretty cool. In her mouth, and she was shooting up at her dreams. When the chaperone said that we've been crowned the king and the queen.
We'll be right back.
I really don't remember. I remember we departed from our bodies, and we woke up in Ybor City. Once you're out there, everything's possible. There might be a fight, there might be a miracle. Loosen your grip, it feels so incredible. Let the city live your life for you tonight. Once you're out there, everything's possible. Even the bad nights, they aren't all that terrible. Lost in your grip, it feels so incredible. let the city live your life with you tonight. When the youth of today, in the early 7 seconds, taught me some of life's most valuable lessons. There's gonna come a time when the scene will seem less sunny. It'll probably get druggy and the kids will seem too skinny. There's gonna come a time when she's gonna have to go with whoever's gonna get her the highest. There's gonna come a time when the true scene leaders forget where they differ and get big picture, cause the kids at the shows, they'll have kids of their own. The sing-along songs will be our scriptures. We gotta stay positive.
You can't be anything but positive when you're listening to that band. Oh, I'm so excited. I haven't seen them in years. Hold steady there. Title track to Stay Positive. Before that, we heard Spinners from the album Teeth Dreams. They kind of made a bit of a comeback, and then they put out that record, and then went away for a while. Now they're back. They don't really tour per se. They just kind of like fly into a place and do like 2 or 3 shows and then go home for a week or a month. Then they'll go somewhere else. They'll do like London and Chicago. They do Toronto every once in a while, the Horseshoe, actually. Should go to one of those, I guess, someday. Stay positive. Before that, Spinners, like I said, Killer Parties from Almost Killed Me and Massive Nights from Boys and Girls in America. That's the one that introduced me to the band. Made me a big fan. Also, while we're down there, we're going to see a couple of other things. most notably for me, normally when the Minnesota State Fair is on, they bring in some super cool free stuff. They have free stages all over the place. And normally they have tons of great stuff. I think the last time I went, I saw the Mavericks and Wanda Jackson and Will Hogue and who else did I see? I can't even remember. There's just so much stuff. They got these free shows all over the, and they normally have tons of great bands. This year it's like all tribute bands, like the Red River X tribute bands. And then there's a couple of shows from Soul Asylum, actually. We were going to see a Soul Asylum show. I don't know if it's going to happen now. I don't know. But definitely heading down there on Wednesday to check out this lady, and very excited about it. Her name is Nikki Lane. Now, Nikki Lane, she came out of nowhere in 2011 with a debut record that I don't know. I still think this, it's definitely my favorite of hers. It's a great example of someone who comes out of the gate with a really strong first album, and then the rest, I don't know, she's got some great stuff. Maybe we'll have to pop in one or two from her more recent records and see, but let's play the title track to that debut record. It's so good. It's called Walk of Shame. Nikki Lane playing at the Minnesota State Fair. You want to come? It's just up the road.
Well, hey, what I do last night? I got a bass drum thumping in my head. Woke up at the crack of dawn, I was laying in a stranger's bed. He looked nice, but I didn't think twice, cause I knew that I'd done wrong. Looks like he's starting to stir, I better be long gone. I do walk of shame. I do walk of shame. I do walk of shame, baby. I do walk of shame. Step outside to the streets of the city. Well, damn, it ain't a new day. On the corner and he sees me coming his way. He just starts shaking his head, cause he knows I've done it before. Oh Lord, wash away my sin, I ain't ever gonna do it no more. I do the walk of shame.
Even though my dues are surely paid, and if I leave this It's hard to breathe in this town. I'm sinking deep, going down through the funnel. I'll never stop.
Nikki Lane there playing the Minnesota State Fair on, I think it's Wednesday and Thursday. I'm going on Wednesday. At least that's the plan anyway. That's Seeing Double there from All or Nothing. And we heard a couple from her debut record, Walk of Shame, which is terrific front to back. Gone, Gone, Gone and Walk of Shame. And yeah, buy yourself a ticket to the Minnesota State Fair. You could be there too. Now thinking of her and that record and how great it was and how, I don't know if I've loved anything else quite as much. Got me to thinking about some other stuff. I'm thinking about another theme that's going to come up. You know, people whose first record undeniably seems to be, I don't want to say better, but it works for me better than the stuff that followed. How about this guy? Remember this guy around the same time, Andrew Combs?
There's been some good times. There sure have been some bad times too. It's easy feeling restless in town these days. Think I'll drive out to Texas, straight past the border and back into Santa Fe. Maybe I'll see you, maybe I won't. Carrying all that around, it's only gonna make finger, and you'll be standing there. Now I ain't got time to waste on you. Don't you know I got places to go? Don't you know I got things to do? Maybe I'll see you, maybe I won't. There's been some good times, sure have been some bad times too. It's easy feeling restless in town these days. Think I'll drive out to Texas, straight past the border and back into Santa Fe. Maybe I'll see you, maybe I won't.
Hi, this is Lissy, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
I turn my back, you were gone in a flash like you are. Gone off somewhere.
Yeah, Lissy. I love me some Lissy, but there's no Lissy record that I love quite like Catching a Tiger from 2010. It's just, it's a banger. It really is. I think it's great. And Andrew Combs before that from his debut record, Worried Man, which is another banger. And, you know, again, I love me some stuff that he's done here and there. But is there another record that I love as much as that one? Nope. Nope, I don't think there is. Same thing with Nikki Lane. What else? What else? What am I missing? I don't know. Maybe it's something to explore. Jeff@telebandagohome.com. If you got other suggestions for people who peaked at one, their best or perhaps biggest record was their first one. Who else does that sound like? The Pursuit of Happiness? Yes. They had some great records after that, though. All right. Yeah. All right. Stuff going on. Yeah. All right. We're out of time here. We got to go. Thanks for being here. Check out telebandagohome.com. Stay tuned for Waxy's Dargle and other good stuff on UMFM if you're listening on UMFM. And we'll be back next week in pre-recorded fashion once again. I'm not sure whether it'll be new or replay or what it'll be, but tune in 2 to 5 or 2 to 4 if it's a rerun. I don't have any 3-hour standbys yet. Maybe it's time for one of those. I don't know. Something will be on next week at 2. Check us out on the podcast providers. And thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it. Stay tuned.